right, well, you know, the big news, of course, it's Thanksgiving week. Are you going to go to Grandma's house? Are you going to leave Grandma alone because of the pandemic? What's more damaging, the possibility that Grandma gets sick or the possibility that Grandma dies from a broken heart from loneliness? Serious question. I've heard so many stories of people just not having the opportunity to see the people they love and care about. And they're, you know, they don't see their family. They're at long-term care facilities and they're there alone and they're isolated. How awful. They'd rather die of COVID than die of loneliness. I guess I understand that. Being warehoused somewhere and being told you can't see anybody and you can have no visitors. How wretched. How wretched would that be? The bright side is there is hope on the horizon from Pfizer and Moderna, and we've learned about the home test for COVID. FDA allowing that to happen. You'll need a prescription to start, but Operation Warp Speed has been an unmitigated success. It is something that's never been done in the annals of medicine. To have a communicable disease, a virus, killing people, and go from zero to vaccine in 10 months' time. President Trump began the pursuit of a vaccine January the 13th. And by late October, a vaccine was in the works. And Pfizer knew it. They made their announcement 5 days after the election, but Pfizer knew it. Moderna also moving forward with a vaccine. They likely knew it in October as well. Both at 95% effectiveness. Can you imagine? 95% effectiveness. Now, me personally, I'll take the vaccine. I know some of you won't. And that's fine. That's your choice. Childhood vaccinations have changed the world. Measles, mumps, polio, a host of other illnesses that were eradicated because of childhood immunizations. Now, not everybody agrees with that, and I understand that. I do. I'm an advocate for immunizing our children, keeping the population safe, and if vaccines, and yes, I do take a flu shot. Not always, but often enough. Dr. Tom Inglesby is a Johns Hopkins doctor. He joined the chorus of praise for the Trump administration in getting it done for a vaccine. I want to share this with you. It's bite number four. Bite four with Dr. Tom Inglesby. Go.
This is from you. First of all, there is some good news, and that, of course, is the fact yes. that it looks like that we have not one but two vaccines as part of Operation Warp Speed that are on the way. Pfizer on mm-hmm. Friday applied for emergency use authorization. Assuming that they're approved by the FDA, how confident should Americans be about taking these vaccines?
Yeah, I wouldn't call this good news. I would call this great news. It's fantastic. It's probably the best news we've had since the start of the pandemic. We have two vaccines that are making their way through the approval process that may be as high as 95% effective and seem to be safe based on the information we've seen so far.
I mean, it's just great news. Great news. All right. So, let's see. You're telling me Jennifer is there right now, Alex? Well, hallelujah. I must be living right. My Thanksgiving prayer has been answered early. The DTE Common Sense Hotline is 888-900-9966. Jennifer has it on speed dial, thank God. Jennifer, welcome to it.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it very much. You know, last time I voted, I don't remember Obama's name being on the ballot. He's got a lot of you-know-what. The other thing is, you want to know what the fair results is? Cancel the election. The whole damn thing. Cancel it. If Obama's so, or not Obama, if Biden is so wonderful, he'll win again. If Donald Trump is so wonderful, Donald will win. But cancel it. There's too much crap going on. There's too much dishonesty. And I'm at the point, I don't trust the Supreme Court. I don't trust any of these judges. And we've got a bunch of politicians in Lansing, Washington, all over, that are too chicken to do their job and to stand up and defend the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and the people of this country. It's a disgrace to every young man who died and was wounded in these wars to protect.
There you go, Jennifer. As always, I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
There you have it. If you can top that, the number is 888-900-9966. Don't try. You might hurt yourself. Jennifer's a professional. You should practice at home before you ever try that on the radio. It's coming up at the top of the hour. By the way, Grilla Grills, Black Friday all month long. Right now, purchase one of our real pellet wood Kamado grills. Get awesome gifts, and if you stop in the Holland showroom, even more free gifts and a chance to win $1,000 in prizes. Grilla Grills, family-owned, veteran-run, Michigan-based business. Stay out of the big box stores this holiday season. Go to GrillaGrills.com, G-R-I-L-L-A, Grills.com, GrillaGrills.com. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and controlled of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American